You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers head to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers are in Miami tonight to kick off a 3-game weekend series against the Marlins. The Brewers losing last night 3-2 against the Mets. New York taking the series 2-1. David Peterson with the win. The Brewers' Jose Quintana with the loss against his former team. Manager Pat Murphy says they just couldn't get the ball to bounce the right way last night.
Why you play 162, because you're going to have a game like this where, home runs foul, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And we didn't score more runs than them. We didn't get the timely hit when we needed it. And a couple calls went against us, and it's part of it.
Some good news for the Brewers bullpen. Veteran Brandon Woodruff now set to make his first start in nearly 2 years Sunday in Miami against the Marlins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not a lot opening wide this weekend, but there is almost one slam dunk blockbuster, and that is Jurassic World Rebirth, which opened yesterday and is expected to easily finish in first place at the box office, as Universal Studios is hoping for a $100 to $130 million haul over the 5-day holiday weekend. The film is scoring mediocre reviews at best. Only 2 of the 7 Jurassic films in the franchise have drawn over 60% or fresh readings on Rotten Tomatoes. Rebirth stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and is directed by Gareth Edwards. If you're not in the mood for dinosaurs, check out F1, the Formula One racing film starring Brad Pitt. And if you want some horror and a great theater experience, check out 28 Weeks Later. Opening in limited release are a couple swell re-releases, including This is Spinal Tap, which hits the big screen a couple months before the long-awaited latest chapter, Spinal Tap 2, drops. Let's go to the movies. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says 3 contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few lingering thunderstorms this morning, then becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. It's going to be warm and muggy with a high of 88, the heat index in the low to mid 90s. Tonight, mostly clear. Good night for fireworks, down to 72 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Hot and humid with a high of 92. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.